This is Mythical.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
There are plenty of ways to eat a bagel, but which is the hole-in-one method? Open-faced? Sandwich-style? Whatever those heathens in St. Louis are doing? Yeah, Nicole, we're coming after St. Louis again. This is a hot dog as a sandwich.
Ketchup is a smoothie.
Yeah, I put ice in my cereal, so what?
That makes no sense.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
What? Welcome to our podcast, A Hot Dog is a Sandwich, the show where we break down the world's biggest food debates. I'm your host, Josh Scherer.
And I'm your host, Nicole Inaiti.
And Nicole, today we're talking about bagels.
I love bagels. Big bagel fan over here.
Like, you're a fan of large-sized bagels.
No.
You're a big bagel fan. You're a small bagel fan. You believe bagels should be tiny.
I'm an average bagel.
How big are your bagels?
I don't like mini bagels.
Actually, no mini bagels are gross.
Mini bagels you get from the store?
Yeah, like the little
Sara
Lee ones. The weirder thing to me is they should be stacked in a can like Pringles.
Oh.
But they come in a sack.
Huh.
It's a misshapen sack
because,
of mini bagels.
Because bagels come in like... stacked on top of each other. Why not the minis?
That's what I'm saying.
I agree with you.
Oh, okay.
No,
sorry. I thought we were in a fight. I guess this is... You ever have that happen with your partner where like you think you're in a fight but you're agreeing with each other?
No.
And you're both just really sleep deprived?
My communication style is very direct.
All right. So we're talking about the best way to eat a bagel. This is... toasted or untoasted.
Oh, that is a huge... That's a huge debate.
Should we save that? Should we save the real controversial stuff for the end?
I don't know.
Try and keep people titillated?
I don't know. The word titillated makes you uncomfortable.
I like the word titillated. It's like a rhyme of titmouse. Titmouses get titillated on my titties. All right. So, okay. First off.
Yes, go ahead.
Sandwich style versus open-faced. I have very strong opinions about
sandwich.
This. Really, I hate you. I hate you so much. You're the worst person in the world. Your bagel preferences define your moral value, and it is poor.
Okay, do you think I care what your opinion is of me?
I should hope so, Nicole. I'm your best friend.
And my boss. You're my boss before you're my best friend. Let me just say that.
I like to think they happened at equal times. The first day you were here, I was like, Nicole's my best friend. Why do you like it sandwich style? Because I have very specific reasons for eating it.
Well, I believe that whenever you eat an open-faced bagel, things fall apart. A la the Roots album, one of my favorites. But I think it falls apart. It falls apart, Josh. It falls apart. The capers, they go bleh. And then the onions, they go wee. And
you're
then
not
the...
sucking hard enough. You got to do the mouth. Hold on.
I don't suck my bagels.
Well, you're supposed to.
No, you're not.
Anytime you eat an open-faced sandwich, you got to do the bite and suck. You got to bite and then you got to hoover it.
What am I,
chomp,
a vampire?
Chomp. So that way all the feelings get out.
Because
then if the caper is going to want to start to run, I don't think that many people are out there eating capers on their bagels.
What?
I think like in terms of percentage of Americans and bagels eaten, what percent has a caper on it? I'm saying less than two.
This conversation is premature. I think we need to go back a little bit and talk about what our favorite bagel is and how we eat it. How about we do that?
Okay, that's a good one.
Okay, you can go first.
Favorite bagel, I will alternate between sesame and everything. Mm-hmm. I think everything bagels are great. Occasionally, they're very overwhelming, though. Mm-hmm. And if it is a heavily sesame-seeded bagel, then that is generally my favorite.
Okay.
I do not prefer it toasted. I prefer it sliced, but as long
warm.
As it's kind of fresh. Yeah, like warm, but like latent heat.
Uh-huh.
Like 40 minutes out of the oven warm, where there's just like a touch of hearth warmness.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And it's still very crusty on the outside, a little bit of crisp on the outside, but that nice leathery chew. sliced in half. And then if I'm, you know, feeling like I should drop $13, $14, mm-hmm. I will get either a plain or a scallion cream cheese schmear. I will put lox on it with tomato, red onion. And then you know what? Maybe a caper or two, Nicole. You got me there with your gotcha journalism.
And yours is open-faced.
Served open-faced, yes. Okay. But most places will serve it as a sandwich, but mm-hmm. I will ask them to not cut it in half.
Okay.
And then I will flip it open if they're serving it as a sandwich, and then I will construct my own open-faced delights.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you just have control issues is what you're telling
me
right
now. No,
control.
I'm like typically the opposite, but to me it's one of those foods that is... It's like a burrito that hasn't been grilled or like wrapped in.
I see what you're saying.
It's like one of those small steps that I think makes the enjoyment of the food infinitely better.
Yeah. Well, my favorite, you're going to laugh at me. My favorite bagel is very me. It is a Nicole bagel. And I like the fact that it's me in a bagel. It is a jalapeno cheddar
Jesus
bagel.
That's strong. That is a strong start.
Stop it. I'm not even done. I just started. You're already judging me and I just started. Okay. It is a jalapeno bagel, jalapeno cheddar bagel. I remove some of the middle. Wait a second. Let me finish. I remove the middle and then I put it in the toaster and I let it get lightly toasted. Not brown, not black, just lightly toast. A nice gold, a nice light gold. I retrieve it from the toaster oven. I put on some cream cheese. If it's black pepper cream cheese, I'm a happy girl.
Is that a common product?
I don't think so. I think I just kind of make it myself. I used to love whipped cream cheese, but now I've evolved and I love a good block of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I put that on there. I scrounge a bunch of pepper on it. And then I do it on both sides. And then I take avocado.
How hot is this bagel while you're spreading the cream cheese?
Hot!
Piping hot. So you let the cream cheese melt into the bagel.
A little bit. A little bit. I do.
This is so anti everything that I'm about when it comes
to
bagels.
That's fine.
We don't have to share the same preferences.
And then I take avocado. I slice it. I take cucumber. And then I put salt on the cucumbers. And then I put Tapatio or Cholula hot sauce on there. And if I want to, I add lox and I add red onions and capers if I want to.
Oh, when do you want to? I thought this is the whole thing with preferences.
I don't want to always have. Well, that is my ultimate easy bagel. I make it, I get out of the door, I'm done, okay?
Yeah.
But whenever it's like, oh, it's a Sunday, me and David might, you know, go on a walk or like to an open house. And then like, we just like eat a bagel with lox in it because it's going to sustain us longer because it has more protein in it.
Yeah. So you're talking about a bagel that like you are procuring the bagels from a bagelry. And then you are getting the fixins yourself.
You will
make a sandwich when you do that.
I love doing that. I don't like getting my bagels pre-assembled. I just get the bagels and do it at home. And actually, we do that with David's parents all the time. Like on Sundays, we just go over. They get like half a dozen bagels. We go over and we just assemble all our beautiful like sandwiches and we enjoy. It's very communal.
Yeah, yeah.
But whenever I like go to like the bagel factory or something, yeah, I get a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I used to get pizza bagels. You ever do pizza bagels?
Oh, I love pizza bagels. There was, I will say
Saint Urbain's pizza bagels. I love you so much.
Who?
Saint Urbain's pizza bagels.
What is Saint Urbain's?
It was a bagel shop in Beverly Hills, right next to where 90210 Pho is.
Oh.
And they were the rudest people ever. They were so mean. They just had the worst attitudes ever. But they had the best damn pizza bagels. And then Alfred Coffee like procured it, but it's not the same thing. It's not as good as it was when I was like 17. And I'm mad.
I think though, speaking of bagels, the Yeasty Boys bagel truck, I think, parks outside of Alfred Coffee. They are a good bagel. I will say
it is a good bagel.
There are different levels to bagelry, right?
Sure.
So when we're talking about preferences, like my ultimate bagel experience is getting, I did this recently with Courage Bagels, which is a very good.
You know, I've never been and I've driven by a lot.
It's a very good new school bagel in LA. They're like kind of wetter, I'd say, than most bagels. A little bit more, you know, sumptuous chew to them. Very high gluten development. And then, but like a lovely, lovely crust. It's really a fantastic, just marvel of baked good structure.
I really want to go. It's
it
just,
was good.
Who has time to stand in that line?
I did once. I woke up like 6:30 on a Sunday,
and
I was just like, screw it, I'm gonna go wait in line of Courage. It wasn't that bad. It was like 15 minutes.
Okay.
I had cured my own salmon like a couple days before.
Nice.
And so I did a little like, it was like a mezcal, or no, maybe I did like a smoky scotch cured salmon with like some smoked salt because I didn't want to smoke the lox myself. I put a bunch of aromatics and dill and
to
all
make
that
it
stuff.
Smoked. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. And then I just sliced that fresh. I got the bagels that were still warm and cut them open. So like I said, there's just that latent little kiss of heat there.
Mm-hmm.
And then just took some cream cheese, non-whipped, no scallions even, and just spread that on with the lox. And then to me, actually, the red onion has to touch the cream cheese first.
Okay, yes.
And then you put a nice thick slice, not a thick slice, a wide slice.
A
wide slice of beefsteak tomato.
Yes, I'm seeing it in my head. I'm building it.
Salt and pepper on top of the tomato.
Okay.
And then a single draped piece of lox, like a long...
A single long piece of lox.
You ever like see the, was it Zabar's fish cutters?
I've seen them, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're like slicing on the bias, so you just get these big old thin translucent sheets.
But what happens when it's not the long piece?
Well, then you just eat the snacks. Squares. You just eat the snacks. You eat the snackies on the side, but you save the long, good pieces, right?
You ever get the smoked salmon from Costco, the three kinds of salmon? It's the,
yes.
It's the peppered and the
That's
dill
what I
and
grew
the regular.
Up on.
Yep, that I have that in my house every. There is
really?
Not one day where I do not have that lox sampler yeah. in my house.
Yeah, yeah.
It is important to have in my house.
I don't reckon I've ever turned my bagel at home into a sandwich on my own volition. I don't think I've ever done it. I always leave it open because for me, the proper bagel, right? Like
okay.
It has that lovely crusty exterior.
Okay, yeah,
that
for sure.
To me, if you put it in a sandwich, it shouldn't hold together. You should have to put so much force into that crust to get through that everything should, especially the best bagel toppings are slippery, right?
Would you consider yourself to have a small mouth, Josh? Is this what the problem is? Can you just not unhinge your jaw large enough to just like
Let's
get
see.
It?
Nicole, grab a caliper. I'm opening my mouth.
What's a caliper? What's a caliper?
Look at my mouth. Is it small?
I'm staring at it! Yeah, it's small.
I think I got a little bit of TMJ, too.
I have TMJ, but I don't care.
And
I
still, you just attack
yeah.
the bagel.
You know what's one of the best bagels I've ever had?
Huh.
At Wexler's Deli, they had
Wexler's
sturgeon. They had a smoked sturgeon bagel that I still think about to this day. I believe it was $20. And I will never, ever, ever do that again. But holy cow.
And you ate it as a sandwich.
It came as a sandwich.
Unbelievable.
Or maybe I just put it as a sandwich. There's a picture on my Instagram. Just like scroll all the way down to like 2018. You'll see it. I think it came as a sandwich.
Yeah.
But what about the people who don't believe in lox? What about the people that eat a bacon, egg, and cheese? What about the people that, you know?
I don't believe bacon, egg, and cheeses should be on a bagel. I'm like pretty opposed to non-cream cheese-based things on a bagel.
Really? Well,
yeah.
The number one popular bagel style, according to Grubhub, is bacon, egg, and cheese bagel. Number two is steak, egg, and cheese. Number three is avocado and egg. Number four.
What the hell study
wait,
is
wait,
this?
Wait.
Who's getting
Grubhub,
steak bagels?
Grubhub. Well,
wait, read the context, though. You're just...
Most popular bagel sandwiches in the country.
Well, how do they... What's their metric?
Steakums. Like, Steakums.
How do they know.
Let me finish.
Gather their data?
Number four is tofu cream cheese bagel, and number five
this
is
lox. This is... What a meaningless study. We have no idea their methodology.
Well, I like to believe
this
them.
This is like one of those just insane polls. Like, it'll be like... 99% of Americans agree that Lysol is not indicated in widespread crime. Study brought to you by Lysol. She's like, what are you talking about? Who is putting this study together?
Grubhub.
I know, but like, what did they ask?
Today.
What were their questions that they asked?
USA Today said probably like, yo, what's your favorite bagel?
Doom.
And this is what's...
How many people? What are their options?
I didn't ask.
This makes no sense. No, I'm pretty opposed to normal breakfast sandwiches on bagels. Would you rather have a breakfast sandwich on, like, say, a Kaiser roll, an English muffin, a bagel? What's your breakfast sandwich go-to?
Well, my breakfast sandwich is on sourdough bread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed. No, I love that.
It is on sourdough bread.
Yeah. I the other day, like, went out to get all of the ideal things to make my best breakfast sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
I got the avocado, the tomato. I made a little spicy aioli kind of thing. Got some really good quality bacon. Baked that off for a long time to get it super rendered.
Mm-hmm.
Made some nice, like, fudgy soft scrambled eggs. Toasted the bread super hard in butter. Put it all together. Wrapped it to let it steam for about 2 minutes. Unwrapped it. Sliced it in half.
Mm-hmm.
What a time.
What is the difference between that and a bagel, though? Like, what is the big diff? What's the
tensile
big diff?
Tensile strength, Nicole. The tensile strength of the bagel, to me, is the opposite. Like, the toughness of chomping through
it's
the bagel.
It's not that tough.
It's a good bagel.
It
should be tough. I think a good bagel should be tough. Maggie, you're the third Jew in this room.
Stop looking at Maggie for advice. This is an A to B conversation.
I think, to me, like, that's why... I don't know. I'm thinking of like French bread pizza, which I really enjoy.
I don't care for French bread pizza.
I enjoy it, but I don't enjoy it as pizza, right?
Yeah, it's a snack.
Because
yeah.
pizza to me has to be dense and chewy. That's like the point
sure.
of pizza dough. For me, the point of a bagel is having that sort of dense chewiness, but like enough sort of fluff, but also a ton of gluten to where the fluff yields to chew. That is what I enjoy. And it's not something that I want with, say, fluffy scrambled eggs. And that's why I don't like whipped cream cheese either.
I used to love it. Now I understand
what
why.
What brought you away? What brought you away? Open up to me.
I'm smart and I grew. I made mistakes and I grew from my mistakes.
That's very big of you to say.
I know. I'm an evolved version of myself right now. I love whipped cream cheese with matzah because that's what I was raised on. But like at this point in my life, bagel needs a whole block, not whole block, but a whole like section of like block cream cheese.
You're telling me that you ate a $20 smoked sturgeon salad or like...
I think so.
Yeah, it's kind of mixed with mayonnaise, kind of like a paste.
I think so, yeah.
You're telling me you ate that whole thing without any of it squeezing out the back?
No. You want to know why? Because I cut it in half.
Yeah.
And I opened it and I knew how to attack it head on. I am...
But you didn't suck either. You didn't do the mouth hoover. This is... I don't understand the physics that are going on in your life, Nicole. I don't understand.
I have a large mouth and I can fit it. I don't need to suck. It works.
She said it, folks. I feel like this is a problem that plagues me. Unless I do the hand butt cup. I cup my hand around the butt of the bagel. You ever do that one where you have stuff falling out the back and instead of like, I don't know, trying to scoop out the filling from the back, you just shove your hand against the butt of the bagel?
No, my bagel construction is really good. Also, shout out to my friend Talia. She taught me that salsa on bagels. Fire!
The hell are you doing? What kind of salsa?
Pace. Pace! The big-ass handled one.
Yeah, yeah, the Costco Pace.
Yeah, shout out to Talia. Yeah. She taught me that, and I appreciate her for
shout out to Deep for figuring out that Shrikhand. You ever had Shrikhand?
Is it the sugary, like, paste?
It's like a really sugary yogurt. It's like it's a strained yogurt that you mix with sugar, and then you, like... add little drops of like saffron in it at the end, so the saffron kind of swirls.
It's beautiful.
Dude, it's great. We used to eat that on toasted Sara Lee bagels, which this brings up another thing. We talk about the levels of bagelry. Like, I have my ideal, which is open-faced. And then I have, like, I was in New York a couple months ago getting the Babish tattoo.
Yeah.
And I went to a place called Essa Bagel.
Oh, it's huge. I know all about it. I thought it was Issa Bagel.
It's Essa
Bagel. Issa Rae Bagel.
Issa Rae, Essa Bagel. Both great at what they do. But I mean, Essa Bagel, they're churning out tons of bagels. They don't literally have time to like wrap an open face bagel, so everything's a sandwich. And I didn't take it out and deconstruct it. I just ate it as a damn sandwich, and it was really good. But
it
wasn't my ideal, right?
Okay.
There's a more ideal version, and I also got that at a place called Seidel's, where I did the.
Did
open
you
face.
Love Seidel's?
I did. I don't care if everyone
with
in New
the
York
tower.
Thinks it's like overrated now. You know, I don't care. Yeah. I don't have time for that BS. It was a great bagel.
What about Russ and Daughters? How was that?
Didn't go there. Line was long. Line was long.
Yeah, long lines.
But
we should talk about
like,
long lines.
I prefer to have like a fish plate and sandwich, but I still will enjoy the sandwich. And then there's the Sara Lee bagel, where you can desecrate any way you want to, and I will never take a second look. Like, that is totally fine. Like, I will just, you know, put... Whatever. I'll just the whole chicken pesto, whatever, microwave jelly on it.
I think that's whatever.
That's for you to use because it is so far removed from what a great bagel is.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, it's just delicious, sugary, round whole
dough. I think you're right. I think whenever you get a grocery store bagel, what about the grocery store deli section bagels where like they're like making it in the pavilions?
I will tell you the appropriate, I grew up on those as well. The appropriate way to utilize a grocery store deli bagel is you get the sweet bagel, which is generally either blueberry or cinnamon raisin.
Okay.
And yet, sometimes they'll sell the little packs of, like, cream cheese, the individual things.
Oh, honey, yes.
And you get strawberry or honey walnut cream cheese, and that is the way to do a grocery store bagel.
I never have ever eaten a blueberry or cinnamon raisin or strawberry.
Wait, not once?
Not once.
No way.
It does not appeal
to
me.
Not even with the sugary cream cheese.
It doesn't care. No, I don't care about that. Savory bagels only.
Interesting.
Solamente savory.
Solamente sabor.
Solamente sabor. It's all I want.
I don't know what sabor means.
I think it means flavor.
Yeah,
picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Bowl and Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Bowl and Branch hallmark, signature vintage wash sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code Odyssey and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to bowlandbranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and branch.com.
I literally don't want a sweet bagel.
You know what's funny? The, I don't want it. Probably the most often context that I've eaten a bagel in the last like several years has been office bagels.
We have office bagels.
Like pretty often, like someone will bring in bagels as a treat, right?
Oh, we also have Dave's Killer Bagels.
Oh, dude, I haven't had those. Are they good? Are they like better than Sara Lee? Mm. I like Dave's Killer Bread, but I imagine they're kind of getting
they're
sugary
a little seedy.
And squishy. Yeah, got him. Got him. Dave killed a gay. Which is, but again, great company that really does a lot to, hire offenders. But anywho, like most of the time having a bagel, it'll be like a Noah's bagel or an Einstein Brothers or a Brugger's.
I hate Noah bagels.
I don't like any of them. They're all owned by the same conglomerate that has Nazi ties. It's a whole thing.
Oh,
They don't have current Nazi ties. But it's just Google it. It's a crazy story. The company is this German conglomerate. If there's a company that was once owned by Nazis or Nazi sympathizers, I will call it out. Fanta Soda, wild history. Check out Fanta Soda's Nazi past. Anywho, what I'm saying is...
You like Bialy's, Josh?
What's a Bialy, a bagel without the hole?
The onion on the top.
I'm saying you're typically eating like a stale bagel that's been out for 3 hours and the cream cheese has also gone up to room temperature. Yeah. What's your move then? How do you treat those bagels?
I rip it and I dip it in the cream cheese.
Yes, ma'am. That is the only correct answer.
I like when you're proud of me. What did you
I say? Stepped on my beads that I take off because they rattle around.
I thought
around.
It was like an open water bottle. I'm like,
Bialy's.
Oh, no. I like Bialy's.
I don't know that I've ever had a Bialy's.
Oh my gosh.
That's really weird.
They're oniony.
Yeah,
they're
but like a...
They're like flatter, not as large of a hole, but I think you still have a hole. Look up Bialy. Show Josh what a Bialy is.
No, I know what a Bialy is.
Show him.
They're Hungarian in origin, maybe.
B-I-A-L-Y.
I think that's one of those weird foods that slipped through the cracks.
You never had a Bialy?
I don't reckon I've ever had a Bialy.
I love Jerusalem bagels.
Jerusalem bagels are fun.
I love a good Jerusalem bagel. I just like all bagels other than sweet ones.
Tell them about Jerusalem bagels.
Jerusalem bagels are like oblong. Is that the proper use of oblong?
Oblate.
It's an oblate piece of sesame bread, and it's so damn good.
Yeah, they're like hella long.
Long.
Looks like a racetrack, like an Indy 500 racetrack.
It is so good.
And they're covered in sesame seeds.
Yeah,
and they are crusty and hard.
I can't eat that with cream cheese.
They're so hard, Nicole.
I can't eat that with cream cheese.
How are you supposed to eat a Jerusalem bagel?
Just dip it in hummus or like butter. Salted butter is a good... Is
hummus a
good,
on a bagel. That's a nice combination.
Hummus on bagels. No.
No?
No.
Interesting.
No.
I guess, yeah. Pita, like, there's foods that are meant to be eaten with certain foods that, like, being able to swipe a pita through hummus and catch it.
The only way you could do hummus on a bagel is if you had like a veggie sandwich with sprouts and carrots on it.
Which
does that make sense?
Pretty common.
Yeah.
What, like one of my favorite, I talk about trying like wanting these fantastic, perfect bagel experiences with the fresh sliced fish and the way it's, you know, constructed and all that. My favorite bagel, like maybe to this day, is from, oh my God, I'm not, it's my like college bagel spot.
Western
like
bagel?
Isla Vista. No. This is at UC Santa Barbara.
Uh-huh.
It was just called like IV bagel or something like that.
Nice.
But they would do these like open faced melts where they would just take a bagel, they'd slice it, and then they'd top it with like the most random assortment of ingredients. It'd be like pesto, cream cheese, turkey, gouda, tomato, and then alfalfa sprouts and lemon pepper.
That is something I would happily eat open faced.
Yeah?
I would happily
eat
the melted, the melt concept has to be on an open face.
But the cold, no.
The cold, no.
Interesting.
You want to know why?
What's that?
The heat congeals everything together, so it's easier to eat.
I need some like video proof here, and I want to like run this down like they do in football games with the teleprompter and like drawing little circles of eating a closed-faced bagel and you eating an open-faced bagel, because we seem to have fundamental differences in how our mouths work.
I've got a big mouth.
But is that really it? But then why for you, Nicole, are all these toppings falling? Is that you don't have like the core stability to hold a bagel upright?
It might be because I have possibly arthritis. I don't know. What answer do you want? What do you want me to tell you? I know how to hold food. I literally hold
I can bite into foods. I know.
Not
my mouth is big enough to bite. You see me eat big old hamburgers on the show?
You really? Yeah, but you suck on them. It's weird.
Yeah, I suck. I suck my food.
You suckle on the burger.
It's weird. On the burger, I get the juices in. That's what I want to do with my bagels.
It's weird, dude. Okay.
St. Louis.
What are you doing, St. Louis?
What's going on over
slicing
there?
Them?
Someone needs to go check on St. Louis.
Can I tell you something? Aside from St. Louis.
Go ahead.
Bagel chips? Yes, sir.
No. Pita chips. Bagel chips were everything bagel chips I enjoy.
No, I like bagel chips that you get from like Jerry's Deli. Yeah, like you think I was talking about like everything bagel chips?
Well, they started, there was like a brand called like New York's Finest that started selling them in grocery stores within the last decade.
No, like
so.
I'm talking about like Jerry's Deli when you go and you get a matzo ball soup and you just scrunchle the dried peanut, the dried chips and you put them in your soup. I like those.
That's great, Nicole. I'm so happy for you. I love that you have things that you enjoy.
I have so many things I enjoy.
And things that sort of give your life context and meaning.
Thank
That's awesome.
You. Yeah, How do you feel about rainbow bagels?
Can we talk about St. Louis bagels? Because I promised in the intro that we were going to crap all over the...
Yeah.
We've gotten in trouble with our St. Louis visitors, and I'm not going to pretend like I'm ever going to apologize to your godforsaken city.
Have you been to St. Louis?
Yeah, I think the Gateway Arch is just one of the worst like monuments in the United States.
Oh my gosh.
They did a poor job. I think the Rams were right to leave your city and come to Los Angeles. Albert Pujols was right to leave the Cardinals. There's a reason no prominent athlete really wants to be in the city of St. Louis. It's because their pizza is bad. It's on unleavened crust. That is a tragedy. It's on matzah. And the way they slice bagels, Nicole, I actually have nothing
against watching videos of
St. Louis. It seems like a lovely city. I've never been. I grew up for a little bit in Kansas City, Missouri, on the opposite side of the... Point is, what they do is they slice their bagels like through the top as if it were sliced bread.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But like never minding the hole. You know what I mean? They neglect the whole, like the whole, it just gets sliced into multiple different things.
So, they neglect the whole.
Yeah, they're neglecting the whole. It's something that you shouldn't do. I mean, it should be a conversation what you do, but then there's, so they're slicing it through like it's sliced bread, and it's called a St. Louis cut bagel. And when this first hit the internet, I thought it was a joke, you know, because it seems so improbable that anyone would see a bagel and come to the conclusion that that is the best way to slice it. Like your body naturally tends towards symmetry. And you're just like, let's cut this in the most asymmetrical way. Pop, what's going on?
Josh, I know you.
And the way Chicago cuts their pizzas into squares.
Josh, I get it.
It doesn't make sense.
Some things bother you and you have your sensitivities. And I understand that. Let the people of St. Louis do what they want. Are you losing sleep over the sliced bagel?
Yes.
I'm not.
Every night, Nicole,
I lay
in bed awake.
I am a Jewish woman.
Hear you roar.
And I am looking at this sliced bagel and it doesn't anger me as much as I thought it would. It's annoying. It's a little screwed up, but you know, whatever, you know, floats your
boat.
What do
you do with the hole?
What do you mean?
What do you do with the hole?
You
slice it through the hole.
You pass through the hole.
You're just neglecting the hole.
The hole isn't important. The bagel's important.
No, you know what? No, hold on. Now that I see the St. Louis bagel, they're like turning it into little
crostinos.
Yeah, little like crostinos and putting kind of the schmear and the fish and like a single caper on. Oh, that seems nice. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
All right, no, St. Louis, you're cool in my book.
Yeah, it's not horrible. Like, it's fine. Like, do whatever you want to do, man.
Rainbow bagels.
What's
going
hell
on?
Is a
Someone's
got to
check on these unicorns out here. They're out here pooping all over the bagels. They're turning them rainbow colored. And no one seems to know what's going on. No, that was a really weird trend. I think it's a very cool. We've made them before, right?
I've bought them before. I refuse to make
them.
Do you think I have time to?
Did I make one?
You and I made Jello rainbow bagels.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's
whenever
you were still hanging out with me more than you are now.
Yeah, where sat at my desk. I actually got to cook food. No, I still
cook. You still cook. Just, yeah, of course you get down. You're down with the clown, Charlie Brown.
It used to be more. But no, rainbow bagels, that was a big thing that took over New York, like, 8 years ago?
Yeah, and they put like confetti cream cheese in it with sprinkles. It was just
It's that point that like bagel fetishization really started sweeping the world. And it's kind of a huge bummer because then it came to my favorite bagel spot growing up, Bagels and Brew,
mm-hmm.
out in like, I don't know, it's like off Alisa or off Alicia in like Mission Viejo near like Ladera. Shout out to the South Orange County crew. Maggie knows what's up. There it is. We used to ditch school and go there before we'd go to the Saddleback College driving range instead of chemistry class. Maggie knows what's up. All right. So Maggie's like, I'm Team IVC. What up? That's Irvine Valley College. Point is, they became like the West Coast hub of the rainbow bagel.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always a little bit disappointed because I was always like, Bagels and Brew. I thought you could just get by on your delicious California style omelets with the jack cheese and the avocado and the bacon and the tomato and your perfectly fine drip coffees. And no. They want rainbow bagel.
Definitely purchased their rainbow bagels before.
From Bagels and Brew?
Yep.
No way. Do they like ship them?
They ship them.
Dude, I mean, one shout out to the owners of Bagels and Brew. They opened up a couple locations.
Very nice.
Super great people, and I cannot stress how good of a hub for truant children it was in my youth. But yeah. Have you had a rainbow bagel?
Yeah, I did. I ate one.
Did it make you feel any type of way as a Jewish woman?
No.
No?
I just didn't like it because I was consuming a lot of food dye.
Yeah.
I don't like
There's a level of food. Well, there's foods that I want to be dyed.
Like what? Hawaiian
Tandoori
pie?
Chicken. Wait, you ever had it? I want my tandoori chicken to be violently red.
I was thinking like you're going to say like some like candy or a drink.
No. Tandoori chicken. That's one of those things that I like very, very believe should be red food dyed. Yeah.
Why
no, that's
is this
mostly the one.
Me laugh so hard?
Hard left turn into tandoori chicken.
I don't know why this is making me laugh so hard.
And jalapeno cheese bagels. Get the heck out of here.
Jalapeno cheese bagels are so good.
You scoop out the, but you don't even like bagels. You're scooping out the bagel.
I am making
your first
more
step.
I am making more room for the condiments. That's why it doesn't spill out when I eat it, Josh.
Your first step in making a bagel is remove the bagel. That's terrible. That'd be like my first step in eating a pizza is I just suck all the cheese off and do
what?
It the rest
whenever
away.
You eat a pizza, you don't take the oil off of the top?
No, my God. Oh, my God. You blot the crust. Oh, my gosh. You blot the crust. He's like, no, I suck it off with a straw, Nicole. I take a bowl of a straw and I go.
You mean to tell me health conscious Josh doesn't put people.
Yeah, the health conscious me. I just ate raisins out of the trash. You didn't see me eat trash raisins. In summation, I think we need a sports science expert analyze the ways that our jaws hinge to figure out why you and I have such bagel eating dysfunction.
Listen, I know the way that I eat bagels are unorthodox, but that's what makes me me.
What the hell are you talking about?
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Nicole, I've heard you and I have to say, it was a lot, certainly. And now, Nicole, it's time to find out what other wacky ideas are rattling out there in the Twitterverse. We mostly source these from Instagram. It's time for a segment we call
Opinions Are Like Casseroles.
Nicole, my first controversial opinion is that you should listen to Trevor's podcast. Rebuttal, why don't you support Trevor?
I love Trevor. I'm so proud of Trevor's podcast. Trevor talks too much. He talks to some wonderful people, some internet celebrities, some streamers, some gamers, some music professionals.
Some of your favorite celebrities who are out there.
Yeah, he does the damn thing, and we're so proud of him.
And he talks so much.
Trevor talks too much.
But so eloquently.
Very, very well
but
done.
But not to an alienating degree.
No, he does a good job.
Appropriately, but eloquently.
He's learning how to make friends.
He's learning, which is very exciting.
He's doing a great job.
And Nicole, I heard that there's a very special guest coming up.
Oh yeah? Who's that?
Oh, I don't know. I just assumed. I thought you would know.
No. How would I know if you don't know?
I don't know. I just like, I'm not, there probably is though.
Yeah. There's
That's the
always,
point.
How about
the
this?
The point of the podcast.
There's always a special guest.
Every guest is special, but also the
same
in their own special, but same way. All right, first up, we got at Hannah Acosta 919. I love eating black olives and raw mushrooms as snacks. You would just love to be on the assembly line at a Pizza Hut, wouldn't you? All the black olives and raw mushrooms you can eat. Hannah, you just go to town there, wouldn't you, girl? There's
num-num-num-num-num
all over that. Yeah, this is weird as hell to me.
You're so funny. I like black olives, but I like the sliced ones. You know what I mean? Like, if they're canned, they have to be sliced. The whole black olive, no, it's too rudimentary.
No. What I like about it is the whole black olives in a can explode with metal flavor. they taste even like olives anymore. Yeah. It tastes like metal.
How do they do that?
Well, I think the metal just infuses into it naturally because it's packed in metal for years.
Isn't that, like, bad for you?
Sure. I love it. Yeah, it's one of my favorite things.
I like raw mushrooms in a salad.
I don't know. I feel like I need to give raw mushrooms more of a shot.
I like them, like, in a salad, like a big veggie salad with, like, bright veggies, like a little bit of raw mushrooms.
Raw mushroom just to cut you down a little bit, bring you back down to earth.
It's nice.
I get it.
Okay. Michael Grelich says, all these cauliflower substitutes are whack. I agree. They are whack.
They're not substitutes, right?
Cauliflower steak?
Okay. Cauliflower steak should not be a substitute for steak. Cauliflower steak should be a substitute for cauliflower cooked in another presentation.
Cauliflower wings?
That's what I feel. Cauliflower wings, it's just deep fried cauliflower. It's simply deep. It's not
why have you turned into Jerry Seinfeld?
What's the deal with all this cauliflower stuff?
What is it about the bagel conversation that made you into Jerry Seinfeld?
It just turned me into Super Jew. I've gotten the eye of the Jew, like Fink from Beerfest. Great movie, by the way.
I love that
Jewish
movie.
Representation.
I love that movie.
I really love cauliflower as like its own thing. I think it's a beautiful vegetable. I just roasted ahead of it the other day and then dipped it into ketchup because I'm trash. Cauliflower wings, you ain't really need to call them wings, but fried cauliflower doused in buffalo-y buttery sauce, that is a delight. Cauliflower crust pizza, that's a travesty. That's not a good thing.
Cauliflower rice? Ooh.
I like just a big old basic cauliflower to eat. Cauliflower puree.
I like cauliflower puree. My mom really makes a really good cauliflower where she cooks the hell out of it and then it browns and it turns into mush and it's so sexy. And then also my mother-in-law makes this beautiful full head of roasted cauliflower with tahini.
Yeah, that's
and, like,
a nice dish.
And sesame seeds. It's just beautiful.
Maybe I do think all these cauliflower substitutes are whack. Because I had, like, anytime you're comparing it to a meat dish, it just kind of sucks. Like, I've had a fair amount of, like, cauliflower al pastor tacos. And it's just like, bro, just make a good cauliflower taco. Like, you don't have to cook it on the trompa.
Yeah, but
it doesn't
people,
add anything. The pineapple isn't good with it.
Yeah, some people just need that hook.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. That makes sense. We do a lot of food marketing things around here.
Yeah.
That's the thing with making these, especially vegetarian substitutes, is that it's not a one-to-one, right?
Yeah.
Al pastor to me really works because it's spicy marinade on fatty pork with sweet pineapple.
Yeah, it makes
that
sense.
Works.
You need to substitute that vegetable with some fat of some sort.
Douse the cauliflower in pork fat and you're fine. Oh, here we go. Okay, no. We're going to keep running with Michael Grelich here. Rain is the superior energy drink.
What is Rain?
So Rain is a competitor to Bang. So when, Nicole, do you mind if I feel this one? So Bang Energy came out and basically convinced mass market population, so not just like athletes or bodybuilder types, that they should be consuming 300 milligrams of caffeine in one sitting, along with a fair amount of creatine. Yes, FDA considers 400 milligrams per day toxic. That said, in a Starbucks Venti Blonde Roast, you'll be having about 450 milligrams of caffeine.
How can they sell that?
Because it's just a drug, and we just don't regulate any of that. Even though, like, you've seen me get caffeine intoxication, it's pretty brutal. I went blind for a sec.
It was really wild, scary.
But that said, Bang comes out, kind of changes the game on what America wants from energy drinks, and then Rain comes out after that. Being a competitor, Rain sponsors a lot of athletes. Bang sponsors a bunch of young kid YouTubers. And then now, like, Rockstar, all the other major competitors are having to make 300 milligram caffeine energy drinks to try and compete with their macros. Same thing happened when Quest bars dropped their macros to 200 calories for 20 grams of protein. Then you see Think, One, Pure Protein all follow the same macro breakdown. So that said, I think Bang has a great panoply of flavors. I think Rain does a very good job. Frankly, I like the branding on Rain better. So, Michael, I agree. Nicole, rebuttal.
I have no rebuttal. I refuse to have my lips touch energy drinks. Unless I am drinking alcohol, I might have a sippy sip of a Red Bull.
That's
if and only if I want it. It is just a sippy sip. I don't like energy drinks. They taste bad.
Yeah, but that's just because of all the poison in it. That's all the... that's the only reason.
All right. Next up, this is going to be a crazy, crazy opinion. Are you ready? Corn on the cob is better than off.
Ooh!
This is by Matt Neff.
Corn on the cob. Yeah, I say leave it on, man. Give me the bone-in corn. You know? That's what I feel. Wow. That's what I'm about, Nicole.
Jenna Marbles, if you're listening, we love you. We miss you. I like the act of eating the corn off of the cob.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, I used to rip that stuff off with a knife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I couldn't be bothered.
Crazy.
Shut up.
What would you do with it after that?
What do you mean?
Well, you get it off the cob. It's like
the
a dog chasing
mom.
A car.
I would give my mom the rest.
Or a car chasing a dog. What do you do?
What do you do? What do you say?
You're stripping the corn cob? You're giving the corn to your mom?
Yeah, she used to eat the outside.
But you didn't want you'd give the cob to your
mom.
Yeah,
I'd give the cob to
my
mom.
What'd you do with the corns?
Eat it?
Just normal, like with a spoon or what?
Yeah.
Crazy, Nicole. That's the craziest thing I ever heard. I'll tell you what.
Right now.
Anytime I have corn,
this is corn.
Esquites versus elotes, right? Esquites
sure.
are off the cob in like a little cup. Anytime I eat loose corn, I'm just like, I wish this was all held together by one central structure. So much. I'm mad that it is.
I like a cup of corn. I'll eat a cup of corn.
I'll eat a cup of corn. I just love corn.
The band.
Here we go. at man like ack, pasta is amazing.
Yep.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, Jackson Grist says, why are we not talking about how good it is to eat a sausage with mustard wrapped in a tortilla?
Oh.
You're right.
Oh, yeah. No, this is a great opinion.
But you know what kind of tortilla you need?
Huh.
Those, they're like the red package. They're the flex tortillas that are like 13% protein that have seeds in it. You know what
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, like the flax seed.
Yeah, it tastes really good with like sausage and like hot dogs and mustard. I know because I've done this before.
Yeah. No, this is a really good food though. Because there's a lot of times where you'll get like a sausage in a roll and the roll's kind of a bit obstructive. It's kind of too much roll per sausage.
Oh, this one, extreme. These extreme ones. You have ever seen these before?
Yeah.
These are the best. Olay Extreme Wellness. That is the best. I actually had a sausage roll the other day for the first time. I made a little.
What is this accent? It's like Lindsay Lohan, like she kind of fled from the public eye for a couple years and comes back
with
a weird accent.
She's in Dubai.
That's what you talk like now.
Thank you. She's in Dubai and she converted to Islam.
When I did the parent trap, it was just kind of like.
She does not sound like that.
That's
more of like Madonna. Yeah, she did.
Hey.
That's more of like a Madonna thing. Like Madonna like kind of talked like this a little bit.
Is she not British?
Madonna is from New Jersey or New York.
No way.
Did you not know that?
I thought she was a British lady because she talks like that.
No, dude. She's from MI, which is
Bay
Michigan?
City, Michigan.
Okay. Yeah.
Ah, the England of Michigan. Look at that. All right. We got Jimena Zinn. Chicken wraps are sad American burritos who know they can't wear a sombrero because it's offensive. Yeah.
Jimena.
Yeah, no, you're right. Well,
you're right.
I mean,
but also they're good.
Yeah, also I'll gladly eat one. I ate a lot of those Trader Joe's wraps.
A chicken Caesar wrap on a tough day is a good thing to eat.
Ice cold, straight out of the fridge, baby. Chills your teeth. Though, we find ourselves in the burrito wrap continuum, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where does Chipotle fall in there?
It's a burrito.
But depends what you're getting, right? If you're getting like lettuce, pico chip, but they don't even call it pico. They call it mild salsa, kind of putting it in wrap territory. You know, I feel like Chipotle kind of walks that line between burritos and wraps.
No, it doesn't.
It depends what kind you get.
Well, who just goes there and gets chicken, lettuce, and tomatoes?
A lot of people. And not just chicken, lettuce, but like white. Like I've known people that will literally get like white rice, cheese, chicken, tomatoes, and lettuce.
Well,
maybe
rice,
sour cream,
mm-mm.
Right? It's hard to even look at that through like a Mexican lens, especially in terms of what
the
burrito
rice has
is.
Cilantro and lime.
Yeah.
The chicken is cooked with a blend of beautiful
adobo. Chipotle's grilled chicken really does hold up.
It's really good grilled chicken.
But they've done so much on the menu to like divorce it from Mexicanness.
That's really, you think that?
Well, yeah, but now they're trying to like reintroduce it, right? Like it's really interesting the way they blend it, right? Like they call the shredded beef barbacoa and their shredded pork carnitas.
Okay.
Right? Which like, I don't think it's actually cooked like carnitas, but anywho. Mm-hmm. But then their steak is called steak. But then they tried to introduce something called carne asada, which was just like steak
not
with
fun.
Cumin on it.
Yeah.
And grilled steak, which they already had, is literally carne asada in Spanish. And so they've done like a lot of things to sort of like divorce it from Mexicanness, but also try and keep certain trappings of it, which I'm really fascinated by.
Yeah, I'm sure they have someone that like does that for them.
Yeah. Anyways, chicken Caesar salad wrap. Yeah, kind of like a sad American burrito, but also a delight.
Also delicious.
Yeah, it's like sugar-free Jell-O. Like it's sad, but I like it.
Drewson Donuts says the process, skill, technique, and resulting textures and flavors of a good donut are incredibly underrated. Mm. I guess you like donuts because donuts is in your name. But yeah, I mean, donut making is an art.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people don't realize how hard it is to make a good donut because there are so plentiful. And in LA, I mean, all over any city, there's just donut shops on every mm-hmm. corner. So people don't realize how tough it is to make a really dank donut.
Yeah.
But it's difficult.
I think donuts and bagels are kind of similar to me.
They're cousins.
Where like 80% of the donuts and bagels that I'll have are between like a 6.5 and a 9 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like a bad bagel, I still really enjoy soy bacon and cream cheese. A bad donut, I'm still going to have a pretty good time.
Mm-hmm.
I've, of course, had really bad donuts and really bad bagels that I find unpalatable. And then it's like finding those really exquisite ones where it's like, oh, damn, you did the thing.
Yeah.
You know?
A good donut is really special.
Yeah, agreed. I kind of want to, that might be my thing, my like retirement thing.
Okay.
Like when I retire from this job, you know, at say like age like 32.
How old are you right now? 29?
Yeah, going on 30. I'm going to be 30, flirty and thriving. But I've always had this fantasy of like, I'm going to pick one food and just try and make it better than anybody in history has ever made it. That's the thing. Not that I think I'll succeed, but, you know.
It's a nice dream to
something to, like, devote your time to. And I think donut making, I really enjoy donuts.
You can do it.
Thank you, Nicole.
You can do anything you set your mind to. Pat figured.
Ah, Pat. Lettuce sucks. No flavor. No, I don't eat salad. I'm okay only living to 50, though I do admit BLTs are dang. Sounds like you do eat lettuce, Pat. Huh?
Yeah.
Eat more.
Pat, eat lettuce.
It's good. There's flavor in lettuce. You know what it tastes like? Pat, lettuce. Lettuce has the lettuce flavor. You know why? You think BLTs are dank? It's got some lettuce flavor in there.
Mostly bacon, though.
If you don't, no, but like the lettuce accents it. Lettuce accents the bacon.
Yeah. No,
bacon accents the lettuce. It's
funny because the bacon is crispy, but the lettuce is also crispy.
But it's wet crispy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Fresh crispy, cooked crispy.
And then tomato? Squishy.
Neutralizes it. And then there's like mayonnaise.
Yeah, I like the
which
mayonnaise.
Which is what? Squishy.
Squirty.
Okay, last one.
Yeah. So hit him with one more, Nicole.
This is a very important opinion. Hannah 081, I eat Weetabix topped with a thin layer of margarine/butter and sprinkled with sugar. I love Weetabix cereal. It's just a brick of meal. And I love it. It's my favorite cereal, aside from Grape Nuts. So good.
Where does the butter go?
On top of it. She eats it.
Like dry,
with
butter
and
sugar?
They eat it with like, they just chomp into it like a biscuit.
Wait, is Weetabix a single like brick?
Yes, it is.
I don't think I know what Weetabix actually is.
You don't know what Weetabix is?
No. Well, you're South African. Oh.
And you're South African? Don't they eat this in like
grow up with South African culture? I did not know. I thought Weetabix was like shredded wheat in...
It turns to shredded wheat.
Oh my
you
God.
You make it yourself.
Packs. Oh.
They're so good.
This looks like a food I really enjoy. It's a big old cereal wrap.
It's so good. But it's really messy if you just chomp into it. But if you put like hot milk over it, you can basically like make your own like gruel.
I love gruel.
I know you do.
Oh, gruel's my favorite food group. I'm in it. You sold me on that, Amanda. I'm going to start.
Her name is Hannah. Also, my name is Nicole.
Oh, Noreen, that's adorable. Anyways, thank you so much for stopping by the Hot Dog is a Sandwich podcast. If you want to hear more from us here in the Mythical Kitchen, we got new episodes for you every Wednesday.
If you want to be featured on Opinions Are Like Casseroles, you can hit us up on Twitter at Mythical Chef or @Handyzadeh with the hashtag Opinion Casserole.
And for more Mythical Kitchen, check us out on YouTube where we launch new videos every week.
And of course, if you want to share pictures of your dishes, hit us up on Instagram @Mythical Kitchen. Send us your bagels.
We'll see you next time. St. Louis, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it, baby. Come back.